This is Tom Dimeo, and I thought I'd talk about a program I found to set the clock on a computer. The clock on my computer doesn't keep very good time, and for a while I would go into control panel and date time and set it every week or two, but that got old real fast. Then I looked around on the web for some programs that would do it for me and found some, none of which I cared for very much. One in particular would put itself in the system tray every time I'd run it, and then I'd have to go into the system tray and close it down. Not that that was a big deal, but I didn't care for that. Because I ran it so infrequently, I just didn't want it hanging around in the system tray every time I ran it. But recently I found one that I like quite a bit. And I found it at, of all places, the National Institute of Standards and Time. The website for it is https://www.boulder.nist.gov/timefreq/service/its.htm. On that page, you can download a version for Windows 3.1, Windows 95, 98, 2000, NT, and I don't know if there's one up there for XP yet, but I suppose if there isn't, there will be soon. And also on that page, you can read quite a bit of information about the program. And you can also get a list of servers that you can have the program go to check the time. Interesting thing about this program is, first of all, it's only about 266K. That's right, 266K. That's a minuscule in this day and age. And when you download it, you get the executable version. You don't get something that installs itself. That what you download is actually what executes. So I copied mine from my download folder and put it into a folder called NIST Time in the Programs folder, and then made a shortcut and put it put the shortcut on the desktop. I don't know that I ever have come across a Windows program that didn't go through an install process, but I kind of like this idea of it not sticking stuff in the registry and putting little bits and pieces hither and yon on the computer. So I have it on the desktop. I call it Time Set. At first I called it NIST Time because that's what it's called. But I already have three programs on the desktop with N, and I wanted something unique, and I don't have a T, so it's Time Set. And I'll press T.
T, Time Set, 23 of 26.
And press Enter.
NIST Time 3232-bit TCP Time Client.
And that window eyes announced what it is. We'll take a look at the menus before we actually go out and set the clock on the computer. So I'll press the Alt key.
F equals File Pull Down.
Bring down the menus, and the first entry is?
F equals Select Server.
And here you can select a server that you want to go to get the time that it will set your clock. I have mine set to Maryland, to a server in Maryland, but there are seven, I think, that comes with the program as defaults, and you can also get others, like I mentioned, from the website. So I'll press Enter on Select Server here.
Menu closed. Dialog. Select Time Server and Network Message Format. Close box. Use TCP port 13 by default. Checkbox for UDP port 123 NTP FMT. Graphic. Time.nist.gov Maryland. Radio button. Checked. Graphic. Using NTP format. Checkbox.
Okay, I'll silence that because I'm using the first entry, which is from Maryland. But I'll arrow down through a couple here. There's also a couple in Colorado and Washington, as we'll see here. Now, if you have trouble reading this list box, Window Eyes has trouble focusing on it sometimes, and I just route the mouse to one of the entries and do a single left click, and that brings it into focus, and I'm able to use the arrow keys then to go up and down this list, and we'll see here that...
Top, time.nist.gov, Maryland, radio button checked, what?
That's the one I'm using in Maryland. There's also another one here in Maryland.
Time.nist.gov, Maryland,
Time B, Maryland.
Time.timebreak.doc.gov, Colorado,
Colorado.
Time.timebreak.doc.gov, Colorado. Time.nist.gov, Colorado, radio... TimeNW.NIST.gov, Washington, radio button.
Washington, and...
Bottom, UTKNIST.Colorado.edu.
Another one in Colorado from an EDU site. But I like the one in Maryland. That's closest to me. And...
TimeB.top.NIST.
Gives me the time, I think, rather accurately.
Using NTP format, checkbox, unchecked.
Now, with window eyes, when I tab to the next box, it's a checkbox that you can check if you want to use the NTF protocol, but the defaults were unchecked. And unfortunately, with window eyes, when tabbing, it goes through the seven checkboxes that are related to the seven servers. And it doesn't put them in the same order that they are on the screen, but it's not too difficult to figure out. So all we get here is if I tab seven times with these checkboxes.
Checkbox, unchecked, checkbox, unchecked, checkbox, checkbox, okay button.
And finally to the okay button.
Cancel button.
And a cancel button.
Top, time.nist.
And we're back to the list box. So I'll go to the cancel button.
Cancel button.
And press enter.
32-bit TCP.
And we'll go back to the file menu and look at
F equals file pull down.
What else is there?
F equals select server. C equals choose directory.
Choose directory is
help in choosing servers.
Well, there's a help here. I'll just let this read it. What it's used
menu
for.
Menu closed. Dialog. Choosing directories. Close box disabled. Graphic. The program can use three text files in addition to the executable file itself. The files are optional and internal defaults will be used if they do not exist. The names of these files are 1 is temu.cfg, which is used to save your configuration choices and is created or modified using the file save config. Command 2 is time.diff, which is used to save the measured time difference each time the program is run and can also be used to log error messages in case the program has a problem. These operations are enabled using the file save diff command. 3 NIST srv.lst, which is used to store the names and addresses of NIST servers and which is created or updated using the file update server command. These three files are stored in the same directory as the program itself by default. You may change the default to the Windows system directory, usually C Windows or C Win, using the file.
Okay, so that gives you an idea of what that directory option does. And indeed, it does save those files if you choose to have them saved in that directory, and you can look at them with a text editor. And after the help in choosing the directory is...
C equals save config.
There you can save the config file that it mentioned in that help file.
C equals save diff. Enter.
And there you can save the diff file, which has the difference between the actual time and the time that the computer clock has.
U equals update server list.
There you can update the server list that we looked at earlier. It will go out to... the web and update the servers if they ever get out of date.
H equals help.
And there's a help for updating the server list.
E equals exit.
And the exit command.
F equals select server.
And back to a select servers. So we'll go to the next menu option.
Menu closed. F equals Q equals query server pull down.
Which is the query server pull down, and the first entry is
N equals now.
Now, so this is what I do when I want to set the clock on my computer. I bring up the program, go to press Q for query and N for now, and it goes out and gets the time. And I'll demonstrate that here shortly.
P equals periodically.
There, you can have the program check the time periodically, automatically, if you wanted to do that. But since I'm an independent old cuss, I prefer to do it myself.
S equals server status.
There you can check the status of your server, the server that you're using.
H equals help dialog.
And help, which will tell you about it.
N equals now.
And we're back to now. And the next...
Menu closed. Q, menu closed.
Next...
F equals Q, T equals time zone pull down.
Next menu option is time zone.
S equals system setting.
And this will tell you what your system setting is.
H equals help.
And there's help that explains it.
S equals system setting. Menu closed. T equals time.
And that's all that's there.
T equals daylight time pull down.
And next on the menu bar is daylight time, and it has the same things.
S equals system setting.
System settings, which...
H equals help dialog.
Which the help will tell you about. And the settings will actually tell you what your system settings are as far as daylight time goes.
S equals system setting.
And that's all that's on that menu.
Menu closed.
Next one.
H equals help pull-down.
Good old help. And the help I've found is quite good.
System pull-down.
And then the system pull-down. So let's go to the query menu and see how far off my clock is. I haven't set it for a while, so it's probably off quite a bit.
Q equals query server pull-down. N equals now. Menu closed, button, OK, dialog, compare local time with NIST, close box, sir.
And it's back that fast. The information that comes back is in a window that WindowEyes doesn't read very well, except with the mouse keys. The tab key only gives the OK and the cancel button.
Button, OK, button, cancel.
And the OK button will proceed to set the clock. The clock hasn't been set. It just went out and checked the difference. So I'll use the mouse keys to look at this information that came back.
Compare local time with NIST. Close box. Server 1 response.
That's the second line. The third line.
52,459,0207,0420.
Okay, let's look at that with an individual element at a time.
Response. 52,459.
The entry on the first entry on this line is something they call the modified Julian date. It's the last five digits of the Julian date beginning from 4713 BC, January 1st, 4713 BC. So what they tell you to do is add 2.4 million to this number. And that gives you the number of days that have passed by us, well, not us, passed by since 4713 B.C. I hope there isn't anybody out there that was around back then. I don't know why they do that, use that number this way, but that's the way it is.
020704.
There's the date. That's the next element on this line.
213530.
That's the time, the next element on the line.
50.
Now, this two-digit number is used to tell you whether it's daylight time or standard time. 50 means it's daylight time, and if it's 00, it means it's standard time. On the month that the time changes, this number will change. For example, on October 1st, the number would change to 0, telling you that, no, I'm sorry, it would change from 50 to 50 plus the number of days until the time is set back to standard time. And in April, it would do the reverse, 00 meaning standard time, and then the number would change the first day of April with the number of days that are left until the time changes. Who comes up with these things?
Zero.
The next entry is whether there's a leap second that's going to be added at the end of the month or not. A zero indicates that no leap second will be added at the end of the month. A one indicates that a leap second will be added, and a 2 indicates that a leap second will be deleted at the end of the month.
0.
The next code is what they call health of the server. if it's 0, the server is healthy. If it's 1, the time is in error, but not by more than 5 seconds. If it's 2, the time is in error by more than 5 seconds. And if it's 4, the time is way off, and it's not to be depended on.
231.5.
This number is the number of milliseconds that it advances the time for network delay. It must calculate this because I notice that it changes every time I go and check the time, so it must do some sort of calculation to determine how how much to offset the time for any delay in getting the time and having it come back versus the actual time. And the last thing on this line,
UTC NIST,
is UTC telling us that it's universe coordinated universal time. Next line.
Local clock NIST 24.851 seconds.
Wow, it's been longer than I thought since I've set the clock. 24.851 seconds. That's quite a bit. Usually it's only off a few seconds. The next line.
Adjust clock by this amount.
Adjust clock by this amount. Then there's the
default button. Okay.
Okay button, the default, and the cancel button.
Button, cancel.
But I do want to set the clock, so I'll use the tab key.
Button, cancel. Button, okay.
To the okay and press enter.
Button, okay. Dialog, close box disabled. Adjustments performed. Default button, okay.
The adjustments performed, and then there's another okay button.
This time 3232-bit TC.
And that takes us out of that window and back into the program. And I'll press F4 to close it.
Desktop, time set.
To clarify one thing, the program does not set the computer clock to UTC time. It checks the time in UTC time, but then it makes the adjustment depending on the time zone you're in and whether you're on daylight time or standard time, and makes the adjustment when it sets the computer clock. Now, I don't know what the program will do if you're in a country other than the United States. I know there are quite a few countries that change from standard time to daylight time and daylight time to standard time at different times of the year than we do, or in different months even, I believe. And I don't know if whoever wrote the program took that into account, and the program will work. It could very easily check the country code in the computer and make that determination somehow or another, I'm sure, but whether it was done or not, I don't know. My name is Tom Dimeo. My email address is tjdx@earthlink.net. And the website where you can go to look at this program, to read about it and download it, is http://www.boulder.nist.gov/timefreq/service/its.htm.